amazing love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Do you believe in angels? Do you believe that God has assigned an angel to watch over you as an heir of righteousness? Have you ever seen an angel? Well, I just saw a glimmer of a wing one time, and it seemed as though this angel was about 9 feet tall. Now, if you tell someone you've seen an angel, I'm sure they're wondering, are you really there to believe in that which is not seen? Well, we don't see electricity either, but it's there. We don't see germs, but germs are there. And if God's word says that angels are a reality, then I believe God's word. And yet His word also tells me not to worship angels. Apparently, the reality, the beauty, the awesome aspect of seeing such an angel would cause one to fall to their knees or their feet, as we read in Scripture, and start worshiping. We're only to worship Jesus. Reading from Hebrews, first chapter, starting with verse 3. God's Son shines out with God's glory, and all that God's Son is and does marks Him as God. He regulates the universe by the mighty power of His command. He is the one who died to cleanse us and clear our record of all sin, and that's set down in highest honor beside the great God of heaven. Thus He became far greater than the angels, as proved by the fact that His name, Son of God, was passed on to Him by His Father, is far greater than the names and titles of angels. For God never said to an angel, "You are my son, and today I have given you the honor that goes with your name." But God, Father God, said it about Jesus. Another time He said, "I am His Father and He is my son." And still another time, when His firstborn son came to earth, God said, "Let all the angels of God worship Him." God speaks of His angels as messengers, swift as the wind and as servants made of flaming fire. But of His Son He says, "Your kingdom, O God, will last forever and ever. Its commands are always just and right. You love right and hate wrong, so God, even your God, has poured out more gladness upon you than on anyone else." But He makes His angels as wind and His servants as flames of fire. Well, if you're a servant of the Most High God, He can make you as a flame of fire. Dropping down to verse 13. And did God ever say to an angel, as He does to His Son, "Sit here beside me in honor until I crush all your enemies beneath your feet"? No, for the angels are only spiritual messengers sent out to help and care for those who are to receive His salvation. So we must listen very carefully to the truths we have heard, or we may drift away from them. For since the messages from angels have always proved true, people have always been punished for disobeying them. What makes us think that we can escape if we are indifferent to this great salvation announced by the Lord Jesus Himself and passed on to us by those who have heard Him speak? God always has shown us that these messengers are true by signs and wonders and various miracles, and by giving certain special abilities from the Holy Spirit to those who believe. Yes, God has assigned such gifts to each of us. Angels are created beings, spiritual beings endowed with immortality and attendant upon God. They have free will. That's why a third of the angels fell when Lucifer, the star of the morning, set himself above God. They had a choice, and they decided to go with him. And as we have free will, they had free will. Angels may be described as heavenly guardians, warriors, ministering spirits, or messengers. Traditionally, there are 9 orders of spiritual beings as seraphim, cherubim, thrones, dominions, virtues, powers, principalities, archangels, and angels. 2 of the archangels that are spoken about in Scripture are Gabriel and Michael, who with the remaining 2/3 of the trustworthy angels, trustworthy to the living God and are loyal to him and his son Jesus Christ, known as the Word, through him all the universe were created, are still working in the unseen realm. Many times our ideas of what angels look like is so contrary, and how they're pictured in the world around us. When we think of cherubs, we think of little tiny baby angels. Maybe 18 months old, 10 months old. So sweet. And yet, in Scripture, if we read what angels look like, so contrary to what our imagination would project upon our mind. Reading from Ezekiel 28, speaking of Lucifer. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the ruby, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the lapis lazuli, the turquoise, and the emerald, and the gold, the workmanship of your settings and sockets. Who in you on that day that you were created? They were prepared. You were the anointed cherub who covers, and I placed you there. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked in the midst of the stones of fire. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you. By the abundance of your trade, you were internally filled with violence and you sinned. Therefore, I cast you as profane from the holy mountain of God, and I have destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom by reason of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I put you before kings that they may see. By the multitude of your iniquities and the unrighteousness of your trade, you profaned your sacrifices. Therefore, I brought fire from the midst of you. It has consumed you, and I have turned you to ashes on the earth in the eyes of all who see you. Lucifer, his heart was lifted up. He saw the beauty around him and thought he was greater than God. Oh, the sin of pride, the sin of arrogance. Oh, to have a humble spirit. And he was the anointed cherub, chosen by God, empowered by God, in the place of all beauty, and he walked on the stones of fire. But because of the free will that God had given him, the Lord gave him responsibility for his actions. And with all the beauty that he had, he was disobedient. And 1/3 of the angels went down with him. And truly, at the end of the age, we know, according to the book of Revelation, his judgment. Reading Revelation 20th chapter. And I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key of the abyss, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and threw him into the abyss, and shut it and sealed it over him, so that he should not receive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were completed. The Word of God tells us that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities in high places, The word also tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual, to the tearing down of strongholds. So the Lord Jesus has given us weapons. He's given us our own angel to watch over us. And he calls us to fight the fight of faith, to take back the ground that the powers of darkness have in our own world, in the areas around us, and to the places that he would send us. believing, and walking the life of faith. Reading from Ephesians 6, chapter 10th verse. Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you might be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God that you might be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything, stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. With this in view, be on the alert, with all perseverance and petition for all saints, being ready in season, always having a prayer in our heart, always ready to hear the Holy Spirit. In that, if intercession comes upon us, someone's name, we just happen to think of someone and wonder, oh, I wonder what they're doing today. And we think it's our own mind, but it's the Holy Spirit bringing that person to our mind to pray for. Sometimes it will even come and you'll just wonder, you'll go back to the memory the last time you talked to that person, or maybe a particular problem they're having. And the Lord doesn't call us to analyze. He only calls us to pray. Just lift that person up and intercede. The power of prayer. Abraham interceded for his nephew Lot. And Lot was in a very difficult place. He was in Sodom. And God sent two angels to bring him out, and to bring his family out of the city before its sudden and total destruction in a holocaust of fire and brimstone. Genesis 19:15. And in Acts 12th chapter, the 5th to the 8th verse, Peter was imprisoned and about to be brought before Herod. Constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And in the middle of the night, an angel awakened Peter, released his chains, and let him out of prison. It therefore behooves us as Christians to continue to intercede for others, to beseech God to intervene for all of us in our work for him and in our daily lives. So much power in prayer that God can send angels into the lives of our loved ones. I know one of my sons was in Texas, and he was riding a motorcycle, and he was on an overpass, and it was circling down on a highway. And he didn't realize that the winds had picked up. And I don't remember how many miles an hour the wind was going. But as he made the turn, he said, a downpour came. And he had to slow the bike down. And he knew that if it wasn't for that rain, the wind would have blown him right off. It was so powerful. Many times in our life, if we think back to those close calls, someone was praying or an angel came. I know I was driving down a road one day and going off the road, and I literally felt the wheel jerk out of my hand and bring that car back on the road. It wasn't me. My mother remembers the time my father, he had a stroke, and my mother's only a little person. Now she weighs less than 100 pounds. But then she probably was maybe 110, and my dad was probably about 180. And he had fallen, and she tried to lift him up, tried to pick him up, and she prayed, oh God, help me. She needed an angel. And immediately he just seemed to pop up off the floor, and she knew it was a miracle. Another time, a friend of mine, Marilyn, her mother was very ill, and she was sleeping on her couch, and she saw her mother roll off the couch. But as she did, she watched her mother. She did not fall. She floated to the floor. My friend could not get up quick enough to catch her mom, but she was literally lifted up and laid on the floor. Now, you might not believe that. And sometimes we each have to have our own experiences. But if you look at your life, look at and think about the close calls you have had in your experiences, and you will realize it was only supernatural intervention that saved your life, the life of a loved one. Whether it was a plane, whether it was a car, maybe it was not going someplace. You were restrained from going someplace, and your life was saved. The invisible realm, it is more real than the table in front of me, more real than the car that I drive. Supernatural, angels watching over you. For he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him.
Holy, 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 holy Lord God.
supernatural beings created by God with free will to live forever and ever. Neither male nor female, created to attend God and sent to the heirs of righteousness. Reading on in Psalm 91. He will call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him, and let him behold my salvation. That promise is for you and for me, if we truly love God. The word tells us 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but will not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, my refuge, even the Most High God, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. Mary Winchell here. God loves you with an amazing love.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at AmazingLoveMinistries.org.